Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Everybody's favorite power ranking of the week. The Eagles Insider of the Year, normally Wednesdays at 4:30, but we had the Phillies game yesterday, so we're doing it today. We will do it in a moment. We're talking about Jimmy Butler, whether you want him to come back. I say no. Jack and Ike say yes. 215-592-9494. Wayne, you also say no. Why no?
Because I know that's not better for the, that's not good for the overall best interest of the team long term. I don't want Jimmy Butler. You got to go with somebody. If you're going to get a superstar, get a young superstar. My preference would be somebody like a Luka Doncic.
Oh, man. Anthony Edwards? Yeah, like Anthony Edwards or Luka Doncic?
Yeah,
Luka Doncic. And Luka Doncic is friends with Joel, too. Mm-hmm. But I was even thinking a backcourt partner for Tyrese. Somebody like Josh Giddey that can handle the ball and also shoot. So, you know, people have to guard you a little bit differently. I don't want Jimmy Butler. Well, Mike, listen, man, I'm happy to talk to you, brother. But listen, man, I've been trying to get on this radio station with you guys since I saw that hand, your hand on mama's hand. I'm telling you, man, my heart just dropped, man. I'm so sorry about your mother passing, man. I feel like your brother, man. My heart went out to you, man.
If you and
Spike, you guys still come down to Delaware to Kim Kitchelin's sometimes to do a broadcast?
Down to where?
Yeah, I don't know that place. I haven't been there.
In Delaware. In Wilmington, Delaware, Kitchelin's.
Well, we'll be down there at some point in Wilmington. Is that where you are? You're in Wilmington, Delaware?
I'm in Wilmington, Delaware, yeah. Ike, if you and Spike come down, dinner and beer on me, man. It's good food there. We had good conversation. Dinner and beer on me.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, brother. And when, I tell you what, Howie's draft, I liked it, but it could have been better. I would not have taken Cooper DeJean. I would have moved up, and I would have taken Edger and Cooper. And you would have to trade down the 53rd pick down. You could have still got all those other players, Jalen Sun, whatever. But I would have stayed in the second round and got a Junior Colson, man, because I don't think N'Kobe Dean is a starter at all. I think he's a special teams player in the pros. I do. I just don't think so. That's just me. I'm going to listen to your response. Hey, Ike, good talking to you. And Spike, I love you, man. I'm glad you're back, brother.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Wayne.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Kind words on my mother.
Yeah.
Not an easy week for me, but I'm not about to bring everybody down either. But thank you, Wayne.
Well, yeah, that was real. That was very nice to say.
Yes.
And he actually interrupted what was about to be a hilarious bit as we named every superstar young player in the NBA that the Sixers should trade for. You know, Wayne, it would be great if they could get Luka.
Yeah, I'll take Luka, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't getting Luka. You know, they ain't getting Luka. They're not getting Luka.
Yeah, I'll take Anthony Edwards. Yeah, why not trade for him?
SGA, too.
SGA, yeah.
Dude, Gobert, Cat. Embiid on the same team?
Yeah.
That sounds
three
like
center. Yeah. Three center lineup.
Sounds like a winning organization.
Oh, well, I thought we were trading Maxey for Anthony Edwards.
Nah, just a couple picks. Wayne, the issue is when you have a 30-year-old star and somebody else has a 25-year-old star, they're not trading Luka until they have to. And by the way, that is not that Embiid is Luka, he's not, but that's the issue, is that when you say they're not going to trade Luka and they're not going to trade SGA, because you don't trade players like that unless you have to.
Yep.
And I know the issues with Embiid, but the reason that they're never going to trade him is because you don't trade players like that unless you have to.
Yep.
You take them all the way to the end of the road. Well, it's not the end of the road for Eagles Insider of the Year, but we do have your weekly power rankings right now. I'm never going to get over that. Ow. So remember, Eagles Insider of the Year will be awarded at the end of the Eagles season. You get credit for scoops that are correct. You get discredited for scoops that are not correct. You get discredited for times without any scoop at all. You get discredited for, what's the word I'm looking for? For criticizing.
Oh, criticizing, yeah.
For criticizing a member of the WIP Air staff unfairly. You know, name calling, those sorts of things.
Right.
And you do not get credit for informed speculation.
Well, yeah, and this is where I finally have a problem. You know, I was going to let it slide initially. I'm like, okay, let me see how this goes. Because I kind of like informed speculation. And quite frankly, I think it should be included in the criteria. Here's why. Here's why. Because here's why.
This is a selfish reason.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's hard to break news. Right? That yes. Unless a team wants it out there.
Of course.
So it's hard to sort of dig up information and get sort of that type of stuff. And we have very few moments throughout the year where you're going to get big scoops like that. Not saying that it can't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't happen as frequently as we do power rankings and everything else. So I like this. I like the whole informed speculation thing because here's the deal. Now, it isn't just about me. I use my own brain, and I can see how things are flowing. As Hugh Douglas would say, you got to read the tea leaves.
Yep.
You know, I'm reading a lot of tea leaves around here. And so I can have an informed opinion based on what I'm seeing versus waiting for somebody to tell me something, right?
What about a compromise?
Okay.
What about a compromise?
I think I know where you're going, but
where are you going with it?
Informed speculation, but you have to say
informed speculation
in the take vault, or not take vault, but like in the. I want this to count for Insider of the Year.
Yeah, because here's the issue.
Yes, I kind of like that because you put your name on it, you're standing on it. Oh, you're saying you don't want it because people won't get demerits.
Right. So informed speculation, if you're listening, is sort of like if Elliot goes, I believe that the Eagles are going to go guard. With their first pick in the draft.
Right.
Well, so are you saying that because you know, or are you saying that because that's just your opinion?
Right.
So I think I would be with Jack if someone, because this doesn't really just have to do with you, of course, and your quest to win.
I'm just saying.
Year, I'm
coming off a pretty good draft weekend.
You are.
Hey, I was the one who said going into the draft, I would use all three of my first picks on defense.
But then if you label it official informed speculation and they do not do that,
then I get docked.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, I can take that.
And here's what I like about it. Because at the end, it will get us the most accurate accurate picker of the Eagles, I guess, in a way.
But I have to say, because we're changing the rules now, anything that has happened prior
does not
qualify.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you what,
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, man. Okay. Listen, you know what I'm saying? I've already given you one nugget. Just wait till we see who's playing right guard.
Okay, and I think this will help Elliot too.
It will help Elliot. But he has to, too, he has to say this counts towards the Eagles Insider of the Year or say official informed speculation or so on and so forth. So before we get to this week's rankings, which are already done and already voted on, are you putting Mekhi Becton at guard as an official informed speculation?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's big, Jack.
Man, that's going to hurt.
That's going right in there.
Yeah. He better not stink.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible. It reminds me so much of Chance Womack.
Right.
Chance Warmack,
top 10 pick.
Yeah, but he was, at least he was like a natural guard. Like, I mean, Mekhi Becton is a tackle.
Yeah.
He's
Elliot's going to be excited.
He's 6'8".
Yeah. Well, Elliot will be excited because this gives Elliot a real chance.
Well, and quite frankly, that's who my pick is to be Insider of the Year, you know?
Incredibly selfish from you, Ike. So here are the rankings.
Yeah, what do we got?
The second official power rankings. We'll start with others receiving votes. Joe Santoliquido, Ike Reese.
Hey.
Ray Dittinger.
Hey, Godfather.
Corey from Columbus.
Corey from Columbus?
He received votes.
Did. I mean, it's kind of a bullying phone call yesterday, but he did receive votes.
He received votes.
What?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's got. If we are dealing with a Buckeye or something in the middle of the state,
he's locked in. Yeah, he's definitely locked
in. See, sometimes he just takes what they say in Cleveland radio and say that that's his report, that's his
whatever.
Sources. All right,
it's informed.
Yep. Is he speculating from an informed standpoint? In the top five, we see no change from last week. Number five, the Inquirer newspaper reporter. Number four, D. Gunn. Number three, Elliot Shore Parks. Number two, John Clark. And number one, still holding the top spot, but who knows how long with this new informed speculation rule, Howard Eskin.
Yeah, that's going to hurt Howard.
Yeah, something tells me he's not going to like that.
He's going to go way down.
But he does do informed speculation a lot, though.
He does.
He does. So I don't know. Maybe it could help him. So we'll get back to your calls on Jimmy Butler, and we do have some calls on Harper versus Schmidt in literally 1 minute.
Hey, in the city of brotherly love, the only thing we love more than our teams is great savings. And with unlimited welcome from Verizon, you can save big, even if you're on a single line. Now, for limited time, single lines start at just $50 a month when you bring your own phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And that's a savings of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things that you love like Netflix and Max, all on the most awarded 5G network. Now, that's a real win. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today.
$180 BYOD promo credit and $360 local promo credit applied over 36 months. For new customers with one line on your own 4G, 5G phone and unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Mystic data roaming at 2G speeds. $10 a month for each My Plan perk. Additional terms and conditions apply per perk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right. Larry in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How you feel?
What's up?
What's up, L?
I would like to have Jimmy back. And here's why. When he was here with Embiid, you know, the chemistry was there. He was that player that came in the fourth quarter and, you know, put the team on his back. I don't want Tobias Harris here anymore. He got to go. I want Brandon Ingram. I want him. If they can figure out a way to get Brandon Ingram here, he's a killer. You know, that height and that reach. He can be a great piece with Embiid. You know, and that giving him and Jimmy Butler on the team, on the floor together with Tyrese Maxey.
You
that
can't.
You
got to pick one, Larry. Larry, they make too much money, and you're going to have to trade for both of them, and you don't have enough. So, would you want Butler over Ingram, or you could only have one? Which one?
Give me Ingram.
Uh-huh.
Give me Ingram. You know, he can work. He can play with Embiid. He can, you know, put the team on his back at times. You know, Tyrese Maxey have some. He's a killer. We need a killer on the team. We need a killer, and we don't have one. Mm-mm. And that's one of our problems. We need a killer. We need a threat.
Larry, do you have a good bad song? Do you have a favorite bad song? If you don't, it's okay. You
know, the song from White Chicks.
What's the White Chicks? We'll have Jack look it up.
I forget what it's called.
I've seen White Chicks one time.
Is that the
A Thousand Miles?
Yeah.
With Vanessa Carlton?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad song.
That's a great song.
Yeah. I just heard it in the hub earlier today. That's a great song. No, come on. That's disgraceful.
I don't even know it.
Vanessa, you might recognize
it. Probably if I heard it. Yeah,
it starts out with piano. Great song. I mean, it brings a tear to my eye, that song.
Into the sky. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Great
That's
song.
A terrible song.
What? No. I'm drawing the line right there.
But this qualifies as a good bad song.
No.
Come on.
Not qualifies. Come on, Spike.
Come on,
it's
Spike.
No.
This qualifies as good bad.
I don't throw this down ever.
Oh, here we go.
No, as the resident music guy.
Why? Hold on. Your music taste sucks, man.
No, it doesn't.
It's all the screamo rock nonsense.
No, I know. I like everything. I like everything. You and your little corner with your country music. You with your TikTok songs. Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles, is just a straight-up great song.
I might have to put it on Twitter.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah, I definitely remember this song, yeah.
Dude, it's a Twitter poll. Twitter poll, by the way, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter poll will be, is Vanessa Carlton's A Thousand Miles a great song or a good bad song?
That's a definition of a good bad song.
No. Big A in West Philly. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Big A?
I'm saying, man, I don't understand this conversation, but I'm going to say it like this.
What?
Mike Smith is the greatest Philly of all time, bro.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, who could say he's not the greatest of all time? I don't understand. I mean, you know, as
– Well, does that mean there'll never be another Philly that could be greater than Mike Smith?
I don't know. Like Bobby Clark in hockey for the Flyers was the greatest Flyer of all time, right?
Yeah.
But there could
I don't know how you can beat some people. Like, if you ask Chicagoans, is Michael Jordan the greatest? They're going to keep on saying it. So we
Who would even be close?
Well, yeah. That's not the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, so am I saying you hear me?
Well, would you agree that the greatest Sixer of all time has changed?
I don't know who the greatest Sixers of all time.
Well, who would you say the greatest Sixer of all time is?
I don't know because I don't I'm gonna say something that y'all won't agree with me. I'm not. I'm
oh, say it,
Dr. J. I don't like Dr. J.
Okay,
who'd you pick?
Who'd you go with?
I thought he was great when he played, but he didn't win nothing.
Well, he won a championship.
Dr. J did win a
title. Well, only because of Moses.
But he won something when Moses came, right?
Wow. But that's how the NBA works.
Are you supposed to win by yourself? It's not one-on-one.
See, don't get me into this. Because he always had players around him.
That's true. Nah, he did have a good team around him. He did.
But every
he's also blown multiple 3-1 leads.
I don't want to argue about this. We're going to argue about that another time, about Dr. J, another time. All right?
But only – no. Hold on. One thing, Big A. I can't let it go. And I'm not I could understand your position, but every team that won a championship in that era had multiple great players. The Lakers had multiple great players. The Celtics had multiple great players. Every team –
How many teams have won with only one great player?
None.
Yeah.
Wait, until Moses came, he ain't had no great players?
No, he did. Because he had that. Yes.
Win.
Yes.
They couldn't win.
Yes. Yes. You're right.
All right. When Moses came, he was greater than all them. That's why they won.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we're talking about, I can't let it go. Let it go, Spike. Let it
go. All right. Okay. I will do as you say.
All right. So what I'm saying is Michael Jack Smith is the greatest Philly of all time. All right. For the Eagles. Mm-hmm. No, Kelce is not the greatest Eagle of all time. No, he's not.
I agree, yeah. I agree with him.
He's not the greatest of all time.
Top five? Top ten?
Huh?
Top ten? Top five? What was you having at?
I could give a couple people that's probably greater than him of all time, but he's not. He's the greatest probably in his position, but not the greatest of all time.
Well, who's the greatest Dawg, Eagle of all
Dawg
time?
Was greater than him.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Dawg was greater than him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's not a stretch.
All right.
I believe Dawg was greater than him because Dawg brings something to this team. They never even won a championship with Dawg. And I could contest it.
Yeah.
But he was great. He was great during that time. Everybody knew he was great, right?
Yeah.
It's just like now. When you go and talk and you got to be – and you know you the face and you talk a lot, you think they great because they talk a lot and you see them a lot. But when you look at them on the field, Kelce start – come on, man. He was hiking a ball behind him. You know, at the end of his career, he wasn't that great. Dawg was great throughout his whole career.
Kelce was just all pro this year.
Yeah. Jason Kelce legitimately was great his whole career.
Popularity.
That's the Pro Bowl. All pro is
popularity.
Okay.
Dawg was great when he went to Denver. He was great. He was just a great player.
Nobody's debating.
I'm not debating you on that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you're with me, Ike, right?
Yes, but it doesn't mean both aren't great
he's
players.
He's tricking you.
Yeah, he's backing you into making you choose.
I'm like, what's going on here?
What a pro move by Big A.
Yeah. Big A, do you have a good bad song?
When Kelce started, he wasn't great.
Doesn't care.
It took him a long time to get great.
Plus, it took Dawg a couple
was
years, too.
Great.
No, he didn't play his first 2 years.
He was great. He was
Big A, do I need to educate you more on sports?
Come on, man.
You got some controversial opinions there, Big A.
Yeah, I'm a controversial guy because I tell the truth. I'm real.
Eagles Insider of the Year material, perhaps. Do you have a favorite good, bad song for our question of the day? No.
Yeah, Madonna, like a virgin, touched for the very first time.
That's just a great song.
She wasn't even a virgin.
Well, that's a
great answer. Terrible song.
She was not a virgin, I don't think.
She wasn't even a virgin.
Yeah, good call, Big A. Great call by Big A. None of it on topic.
None of it.
But excellent.
That might have been his best call right there.
Yeah. We might give him the prize, even though, by the way, Like a Virgin is not a bad song. It's a great.
Oh, that's
it's
a,
just a
that's
great
a
song.
Yeah. It's just a yeah.
Straight up, Madonna is an all time.
Are you
going
to fight with everyone?
Well,
on these picks for.
Oh yeah,
good,
for sure,
song?
For sure. Listen,
this is a specific kind of song. This is right. Said Fred, I'm just
what is saying. Good about this?
In the 80s, it was good.
It was good in the 80s.
Okay, well, does it hold up in 2023?
But that's not the question.
I trust Big A, man. I'm with
she
Big A.
She had. One of the greatest female artists of all time.
Well.
Yeah, she is. One of the.
No, yeah, I'm with you there. But talent-wise.
Yeah, she was talented.
You hear this voice?
This is very early in her career.
You hear this voice?
This is a great tune. I'm sorry.
Woo! And this is back of her, Cyndi Lauper, all the MTV days, man. It's the 80s.
You remember the first Cyndi Lauper video had Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou Albano, of course, yes.
She was all WWF'd
what
up.
What song was that?
Girls
Just Want to Have Fun, yeah.
Time after
now, is
time
that a good, bad song?
No, it's just a great song. I'm sorry. The 80s were different. It's just a great song.
We compare it, now we're doing the same thing to do with sports. Like, they're good then.
Yeah, good then. Yeah, it is. Different thing. Coming up next, I can only imagine, given how Jack has acted today, what the top five of five
is
going to be like.
It is another ranking of a Philadelphia thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it might cause some more controversy.
Okay, that is next.
I like that.
On the top five of five on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.